little something that talks about real love. Tell you a little story.
Yeah, yeah. Heard a story someone told me the other day of a love once strong that now has faded away. All that was said at the altar, what did it really mean? Were they just caught up in the moment of a little boy and little girl? Think that love is only what they feel. It's in the hard times that it's revealed that love is an act of your will. Don't you know that
love never finishes, always
time. Tell them again that
love is not
a gift, it's a given time. Don't you know?
Test. We are live.
Once As again. You can tell.
And you know what? Love never fails. I do know how to ad lib, so I ain't worried about you. That was say the Lord rebuke you. We are back
you know,
in.
And you know, I just have to say this. For whatever the reason is, I just know this is going to be an awesome broadcast because. There's no explanation for the things that we've been experiencing tonight. So it's got to be something that the Lord wants to do. And I'm just eager to hear whatever that is.
We ain't scared of you. We know how to do this. Let me tell you something. This is where love never fails.
That's right.
Because we're back at it.
That's
we're
right.
Determined, we're together,
mm-hmm.
and we shall proceed. Mm-hmm. And happy and blessed Father's Day to you all.
Yes.
You see.
Yes.
However it is, if you have caught us now and we are weaving our way, Sister Lewis, through social networks to invite you all live, this is Sunday evening, Father's Day evening. And we are proceeding with this Father's Day edition. We are not giving up. We are yet proceeding together, unified, with this singular voice to celebrate fathers this evening. And first and foremost, we will be remiss if we did not celebrate our Heavenly Father, you see, and thereby giving due diligence by approaching the throne of grace.
Yes.
Once again, we pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, we thank you for this opportunity. Returning to this cyber service in this altar, receive our prayer, dear God, for it all. We pray that you forgive us for anything and everything that's not like you. Put the coal to our lips, but thereby then word our mouths, guide our footsteps to speak these words of encouragement and truth to all those listening now as well as in the future. And in all these things, we will be careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise, and a special prayer for all marriages and
yes.
for all those who are fighting to keep their unity in their household.
Yes.
And all these things, we give you the glory, honor, and praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ambassador Sandra.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing, you know what? I'm fired up now.
Okay.
Okay, because all this did was just made me more tenacious, more
mm-hmm.
determined,
mm-hmm.
more than ever to see what Daddy God is going to do tonight.
Yeah.
Because he's so amazing, he's so awesome. We have an awesome Heavenly Father, and I thank God that I also had an awesome earthly father.
Mm-hmm.
Alfred Barnes, I love you. I miss you so much. But I thank God for the time that he showed me himself. He displayed himself through Alfred Barnes for the years that he was on this earth for me. And I just thank God for that. And I thank God for you, the father of our children, and just the father that you have been, and you know, just the things that we get to see are come out of our children because of your presence in their life, and not just being a dad, because there's some dads that are AWOL. They're right there in the house, but they're absent without leaving.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any part of their children's life, or they have a detrimental presence in the home. But I can honestly say that we have a home that, by God, because by the grace of God, we have been able to see our children with the balance that is needed of you and me together and the purpose that God brought us together. And so I'm just grateful. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm just excited, and I'm just more determined than ever to see what God is going to do.
Yes. And, you know, we are yet proceeding. You know, it reminds me of fatherhood in so many ways. Tonight we're going to take some time first honoring God the Father, our Heavenly Father,
mm-hmm.
but also the examples we've had of our earthly fathers. And
yeah.
I can tell you in my own voice, you know, many times a lot of people say, well, you shouldn't talk about father yourself or your fatherhood on Father's Day. Let others do the talking. But I'm here to say this is the way I feel led to do it. You know, as God explained himself as a father and who he meant to be. Part of the definition of agape love is the God kind of love, the love that he knows you need.
Mm-hmm.
A God that grants to you what a parent knows that you need, you see. He looks beyond our faults and sees our need. He does things for us that we can't do for ourselves, or we're not aware of that we can do for ourselves.
Yeah.
And just does it because we need it done, you see. And it reminds me of a word of exhortation, if you will. You know, we usually take this time to exhort you with an encouraging word. But surely in the vein of this day, there's a message to be spoken into the environment. In light of this great tragedy we've seen of this mass murder in South Carolina, in Charleston, South Carolina, it reminds me of, you know, how this, not to give too much credence to the suspect, but
mm-hmm.
the words that were spoken about how his motivation for doing this was because of the evils of a certain race, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he took it out on the most, the antithesis of his anger. People who were faithful, upstanding, and right going, if you will, and slew them, you see, in as innocent and as pure of an environment that you can be in, you see. And to counter that, though, you see, it reminds me of how people resent God when they should resemble him, you see. And the word of encouragement is don't resent, resemble. You know, this comes in a time when in fatherhood, doing the duties of a dad, you see, that there are times that along the way, being present in our children's lives from birth, from inception, from the first time we met them, in the case of my stepchildren, and I say it for the sake of title so you know the distinction, being there, you see, there are times when you have to tell a child the truth, as the word says in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way that they should go, that when they are old they will not depart from it. It lets you know there are going to be some times when you're telling your children the truth, and they're not going to like it, you see. There are times when we were children, am I right, Sister Lewis,
mm-hmm.
when our parents told us the truth And we didn't like it. And we knew it was right. We knew it was true, but we wanted to do it our way. And we resented them at the time for it.
Mm-hmm.
But as it is, it's the same way with God. When we hear that God has a certain way of doing things, we tend to resent it and want to do it our way.
Right.
It's been that way since the beginning of mankind. As a matter of fact, it's the reason why mankind was plunged into sin, because Adam and Eve were told to do it a certain way by their Heavenly Father. But they resented it, and I say resented because they didn't do it, you see. And for all those reasons, we find ourselves in that same situation. But the word is coming tonight to say, don't resent, resemble, you see. You saw with the sacrifice of Cain and Abel in the fourth chapter of Genesis, where God showed his preference for what he desired in a sacrifice. Not a son, but a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference there, am I right?
Right.
God didn't reject Cain, but he rejected the sacrifice that he presented. But Cain took it personal as if God was rejecting him,
mm-hmm.
you see. And sometimes, you know, not just as children, but as grown-ups, we tend to mix up our who with our do, you see. And we think that when people reject things we do, they're rejecting us as a whole. And although some people do that, God doesn't do that. And a wise parent doesn't do that. They can not like some things you do, but that doesn't mean they don't love you, you see. God loves the sinner, not the sin. You see,
mm-hmm.
And so it is with this word of don't resent but resemble. And then God beckons us to know him and be more like him. After all, he created us in his image and after his likeness. And it lets us know he wants us to be like him,
mm-hmm.
creators of our environment. And that says so much as a father. I can tell you how when you see your child and you love them, and you want to nurture them, and you want to raise them the right way. You want to train them up in the way that they should go. One of the main things you want to do is lead by example. When you talk about the wisest, that's why God came down, Emmanuel, God with us, as his son Jesus Christ. That's why he took on flesh and dwelt among us, because he led by example. Am I right? You see, what would Jesus do? Go to your Bible and see what Jesus would do, you see, because
mm-hmm.
he showed us how to be the everlasting Father. Isn't that what they called him?
That's right.
Unto us a child is born.
Mm-hmm.
Unto us a son is given.
That's right.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And you see, they called him Wonderful, Counselor,
mm-hmm.
the Mighty God, the who? Everlasting Father.
That's
the
right.
example to us of how to be.
Yeah.
Don't resent, resemble.
That's right. And right now we have a caller. The last number is of your phone is 9618. If you would state your name, where you're calling from, please.
No, that's not talking.
Hello.
Oh, she talking to us.
We have
Happy
someone
Father's
on the line.
Day.
Your last number, the 9618. If you would state your name and where you're calling from. Are
me.
You wanting to speak?
Oh, it's Imani, Quentin, and CJ. And we're calling
right.
from Michigan. We're calling from Michigan.
And you are live on the air. You
we
are live
say
on the
Father's
air.
Day. We want to say Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers, and especially
our
father.
Lord have mercy. This is a fine
and we
example.
We
want
to say that we love you.
So much easier in the studio.
I know.
Well, Happy Father's Day, Dad. We love you, and we thank you for all that you've done for us. And it's really a blessing to have you as a father, and it's also a great privilege to have you as a pastor of our ministry. So,
yeah.
Just want to thank you, Dad. We love you. And just, yes.
There'll never be another like you. That's all we got to remember.
And thank you for putting up with us when we thank you, Dad.
You know, I tell you what, you're talking about resembling. You know, it reminds me of how we started this broadcast, things are topsy-turvy. And one of my favorite commercials that is so representative of parenthood, I think it's the foster children commercial. You don't have to be a perfect parent to be a parent. Mm-hmm. You know, and I tell you, this perfect parent image is why a lot of men leave, because they don't feel like they're up to par to raise a child for whatever reason. They don't feel like they could be that ideal dad. They find themselves in situations where, you know, they don't feel like they can be that example, that role model, you see. But I'm here to tell you that is so true. You don't have to be a perfect parent. As my children show a resemblance of me, yes, they all have a resemblance of me. But those little faux pas are reminders how we all are sometimes. We crossed I's and dotted T's, you see. But through it all, I can speak for myself, I was there. And I think that's what they see as representative. One thing I learned, and though God doesn't stumble and fumble like we do, what we do find is that he's there. His word lets us know he's a very present help in time of trouble. And there are times when the enemy tries to deceive us and make us believe he's not there, he doesn't hear, and he's not concerned. I am a living witness that he is there. He is here. He is near. For those of you who may not know him, I'm here to let you know you can know him, because he is a very present help in these troublous times.
Yeah.
And, you know, in all of these things, in light of all these things, once again, a word is don't resent him. Resemble him. Be more like the loving God that he is, you see. In this situation in South Carolina, those people could truly have a reason to resent the perpetrator of these heinous crimes, but they, in many instances, chose to resemble the loving God, because only love conquers hate.
Right.
You see. And what we see is a loving God showing himself strong through his people. In his weakness is he made strong. And when you see people who choose to love, that's the miracle of God right there.
Right.
That's the truth of this whole faith walk. It's beyond religion. It's the true spirituality of what we celebrate and worship. You know, how God will infiltrate the hearts of men when he's welcomed in. When you dare to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that he's your Savior through his Son, Jesus Christ, thereby does the miraculous change of your heart occur. It doesn't make sense to embrace your enemy. It doesn't make sense to pray for your enemy. It doesn't make sense to go beyond the faults of others to see the need to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what you see in the miraculous movement of Abba Father in the lives of men.
Yeah.
Before we go to break, Sister Lewis, do you have any word on that?
One, I just love the fact that, you know, as the kids called in, and it's like you said when you brought up that that commercial of the foster kids, you know, it's so perfect, as because as parents, we always, and I can just speak for myself, you always want to know that you're doing an okay job.
Mm-hmm.
As you want to do your best, but we always have those moments where you question, am I doing okay? Am I doing the best that I can? But it's something when you have your children, because they don't have to be coerced. They don't have to be bribed or anything like that, but
threat.
They are threat, exactly. You know, but they want to. And just as you were saying, we're not perfect. And I say this about my own dad, Alfred Barnes, who I always say he wasn't a perfect man, but he was perfect for me.
Mm-hmm.
He was what I needed He was who I needed him to be.
Yes.
And God, the Heavenly Father, knew this about me. And I thank God for what he gave me, because there's nothing, there's not a day that goes by that I don't live by something that my father taught me. And he once told me, he said, the things that I'm saying to you now are more valuable than anything that I could ever give you. And he was right, because every day of my life I live by something that I learned from my dad. And so I say that to say this: whatever you have, God already knows your faults. He already knows your strengths. He already knows everything about you, all the quirkiness and anything else about you. But children are a gift from God. And I always say, whatever, although your children are a gift from God, what we do with them, how we raise them, mm-hmm. is our gift to him.
That's right.
And so it behooves us all not to try to do buy your children or give them everything that they want and all of these things. But as you said before, there are some times where you have to talk some hard truth to them. And truth mostly is not pretty. Most truth is, it can be very ugly and hard. But the thing that I've learned about truth is that God is merciful. And where there's truth, there also has to be an equal amount of mercy.
Yes.
You cannot have one without the other. They go together. And so when we're raising our children, raise them in the truth. Have the right amount of mercy. Be willing to extend the same level of mercy as you are with the truth.
That's right.
Because
That's the thing about our Heavenly Father.
Exactly.
Mercy and grace.
Yes.
And that's what we're going to pick back up on after this break, this word from our sponsor. We're going to pick right back up on those truths of how God shows us how to parent. Mm-hmm. And, yes, be good fathers. Listening to a broadcast being brought to you by Kingdom United Ministries Network.
The mission of Kingdom United Ministries Network is to unite, promote, and expand the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the sake of souls. The vision of this ministry can be found within the theme of Matthew 25, verses 33 through 45, which in essence is what you have done to the least of these, you've done to me. We invite you to visit our website at www.kingdomcomenet.com. That is www.kingdomcomenet.com. Through this network of ministry broadcasts and online features, we are touching the world for the kingdom.
Our weekly broadcast, which airs each Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., Dying to be Married with Winston and Sandra Lewis, deals with the true process of holy matrimony between a man and a woman and Christ and the church. So they are no longer two, but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Matthew 19:6.
Our monthly lineup is the first through the fourth Saturday of each month at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and can be accessed via their web pages listed on the website of Kingdom United Ministry Network. There you will also find previous archives and relative ministry resources.
For our women's ministry, which airs on the first Saturday of the month, we have Naomi's Daughters, hosted by Ambassadors and Women on Fire, Sandra Lewis, Latoya Walker, Kathy Thompson, and Sister Linda Mariah. Stop by Kingdom Kitchen for inspirational blogs. And visit our sister site,
Minister Debbie Miranda's Radiant Tree Productions, LLC, for holistic health and organic skin and hair care products and information. Find us on Facebook.
On the second Saturday is Kingdom Foundational Truths, highlighted by Ambassadors Winston Lewis and Antonio McCoy, which is an open conversation of foundational truths that every Christian should know second nature, highlighting the basic principles of Christian faith, while reserving the right to go deeper and prompting open discussion.
On the third Saturday, we have Kept on Campus, which is a ministry that broadcasts serve as a monthly forum for young adults to tune in and discuss what's happening on our campus, both physically and spiritually. Join the conversation and encourage others to participate as well. Let's talk about what's happening on your campus, in your community, or in your life. Find us on Facebook at https://kept on campus.
And on the fourth Saturday, Kingdom Kids Network. Kingdom Kids Network is our youth ministry and is hosted by Junior Ambassadors Clinton
and Imani, and we are Kingdom Kids. Together, we are reaching our peers, talking about the challenges of our youth and the solutions for Jesus Christ.
Visit our website and view other ministry features and resources, including previous guest websites, Bible resources, blogs, and much, much more. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, visit our expansion and donation page, where a secure donation can be made, or write us and mail in your donation to Kingdom United Ministries Network, P.O. Box 51661, Kalamazoo, Michigan 49005. If you'd like to be a guest on any of our broadcasts or are led to become a part of this network, send us an email by going to the broadcast page and provide us your contact and ministry information, or send to KUMN@kingdomcomenet.com. Follow us on Blog Talk or send us your email or social media information for regular updates. And as always,
you are welcome.
Yes, yes, you are welcome. We are live once again, despite the technical difficulties earlier before. We are giving a full broadcast once again. But right now, I am blessed to be joined by my faithful co-host, Ambassador Sandra Lewis. Ambassador Sandra.
Yes.
Back again.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I am thrilled about the things that are going on in Kingdom United Ministries Network. Yesterday we had the Kept on Campus.
Yes.
And that, if you did not hear that broadcast, you need to go and listen to, go to the Kept on Campus page at our www.kingdomcomenet.com, our website, and you'll not only be able to listen to part two of their broadcast, which was yesterday, but you can also listen to the one prior, and it was the
Chapter Focus, which is another InterVarsity campus program, which is worldwide, I believe, that the young people participated in Upper Peninsula in Michigan. But you go there and see the great things that the Lord is doing through these young people, and all of the bad news that is portrayed through the media about what young people are not doing.
Mm-hmm.
Look at something great that
these
young people are doing. You know, the statistics said that young people are not following Christ as much as they used to. Christianity among young people is dwindling. As much as someone's poll and report may be factual, the truth of the matter is
you still
have some young people who are hungry for the Lord, and
that's
you can hear it in this broadcast and among these and the pictures they show.
Yeah.
You know, but another great thing that's occurring is this ongoing project, Pants for a Purpose. Now, this project is really taking on legs.
It is.
Yes, yes, I did.
I
did
like
go
that
there.
Pun.
I did.
You did.
It's taking on legs in that it was held at His Place Outreach Center in Hartford, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Want to tell us more about that?
Yes, it was awesome. We, again, our host for the third month in a row has been Pastor Beverly Smith of the Culver Community Church, and the past two had been at her church
in
Culver, Michigan. But she teamed up with Pastor Davis of His Place Cathedral of Faith, which is also in Hartford, Michigan, Pastor Wayne and Connie Davis, the senior and co-pastors of His Place Cathedral of Faith. And they allowed us to use His Place Outreach Center in Hartford. And it is a phenomenal facility, and we just thank God for their graciousness and just opening up the doors and letting us use their facilities there. And we are making pants to send to Generation Youth Uganda. And if you, those of you who may not have heard, if you go to our December broadcast of Naomi's Daughters, Brother Miraji Joseph Hero was on there, and you can hear his full testimony. But also, if you go to our Generation Youth Uganda page on the Kingdom United Ministries Network website, you'll be able to get more information.
Yes.
But in a nutshell, we're bringing together two groups of women. We're bringing together the seasoned woman along with the young women, and bringing them together, young women and young girls, and we're coming together for a common purpose, and it is to make pants to send to Generation Youth Uganda's girls. And it's just so much, not only is it fun time, because the girls look forward to it. I tell you, these girls are really looking forward to it every month. And then the women, the older women who are seasoned, who are teaching us youngins, I can be a youngin or I can be a seasoned, depending on what the youngin. And because I'm learning too. And Ambassador Latoya, we were both in, and I have to send a shout out to Ambassador Latoya, because she did three pair of pants herself, just by herself yesterday. And so, I mean, we are just having such a ball. And if you are interested in being a part of this, go to our website, let us know. There's a sign-up sheet on there, and you can sign up. Let us know what capacity you'd like to help. If you don't live in the area, that's fine. We're taking monetary donations as well. And if you'd like to host one of these events, wherever you are, let us know, because we want to see this thing go global.
Yes.
And
www.kingdomcomenet.com / Naomi's Daughters.
Yes.
You know, Sister Lewis, this is like a seed form of the greater movement of bridging the gap between generations. And you all stay tuned for what you're going to see the kingdom doing.
Right.
It's not just the bridging the gap of the generations of the youth, of young girls and older women, as the Bible instructs, but young people and older people. His Place Outreach Center, I believe they have outreach to the youth there in the same instance to the young men
in
recreation and such.
Mm-hmm.
And this brings us back to Doe as we speak about fatherhood and we speak about celebrating fathers and in particular, our Heavenly Father has taught and instilled in me, in my spirit, so much so that I have to live this now, the truths of fatherhood. I will tell you all day long, and it's etched in stone now, I had a great earthly father, Winston Taylor Lewis Sr., set a great example of a godly man who was responsible and accountable, you see. And he showed me, he took me to church, he taught me the ways of God. More than anything, he showed me those ways. And you had a great father yourself, Sister Lewis, Mr. Alfred Burns.
Yes.
You know, and we could go on about our earthly father, but I tell you, all the good that we saw in them came from the one that's good.
Yeah.
The only one that's truly good, and that's our great God, Father God, our Abba Father God. It brings to mind these truths. When we talk about don't resent but resemble, God set that example for a reason of how to be as a father and even as a parent. We do hear this phrase, it's somewhat controversial, about mothers who speak about, I had to be father too. Well, granted, you had to raise a child on your own and take nothing away.
That's
and
right.
Much love, prayer, support, and all that to women who do have to raise their children on their own. Single mothers, we love you and we're praying for you. But there is something distinctly different about fathers raising not only sons but daughters. Raising daughters in the way that, in which I truly had to learn, how a daughter chooses her man, chooses her mate, chooses a husband, and vice versa. How she is even chosen by a man. You see, those are some powerful images that we display to our children that are so important. And that's why I take this so very seriously, this fatherhood, because it's an awesome thing. Beyond the seriousness of it all, what grounds me and humbles me and keeps me dedicated to the harder tasks of being a man and providing for my family is knowing that my family is taken care of. When I watch my children and my wife and I see them and I see their response and see their appreciation for what I heard earlier, it inspires me. It's the wind beneath my wings.
Yeah. And going back to what you said about the impact that a father has or the influence a father has on his daughter in not only the type of man that she chooses, but even how she sees herself. It's something about a father's affirmation of his children, whether it be his son or his daughter, that makes the difference as what they will tolerate in their lives, what they will go after, what they will settle for, is determined by what the father puts in place. You see affirmation as being so important that God himself, when Jesus was baptized, affirmed his son by saying, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased." And he did this in the presence of others. This is something, it's very powerful because a lot of times I think as parents, we sometimes forget that children don't do what you say, they do what they see. You do. And we are our children's best example for what they will be, who they will choose in their lives, what they will allow and what they will not allow. And so when I think about my own dad, I remember when you were talking about the resent, you know, there were certain things that I would put on, and I heard, I read someplace where Layla Ali said the same thing about her dad, about something that she wore, and
her dad, Muhammad Ali,
and I had a similar experience with that, and I remember, you know, it was something, I didn't think it was anything wrong with the skirt that I had on. I had on one of those maxi skirts, but the problem was it had a split. And Daddy wasn't having it. And he had a way of saying it to where it didn't crush me, it didn't belittle me or make me feel like it was something wrong with me. But he told me in a way that let me know that, look, the way you present yourself is the way people are going to respond to you. And he had a way of saying it to me where I didn't resent it. You know, at the time, yeah, I didn't think it was anything wrong with it, but it's the way. It was like I said earlier about speaking the truth but having the same level of mercy to go along with that truth. It's
yes.
something that makes it more palatable
uh-huh.
because truth, I wanted to wear it, but the way he presented it to me gave me a respect for myself. And in that teaching moment where if another dad who may not have been as knowledgeable about how a daughter should be talked to, he may have said it in a way, you know, go take that off or whatever, you know, in a way that made her feel like it was something wrong with her. But that wasn't the way my dad presented it. He presented it to me in a way that respected me, that caused me to see that I'm better than this. I don't have to wear splits and all of this kind of stuff to, you know, to be myself or to be feel good about myself.
And, you know, we need to clarify this because in our great examples of fatherhood, be it your father, my father, and others who we laud on a day like this, we also need to encourage those, as that foster care commercial
mm-hmm.
So eloquently stated, you don't have to be a perfect
right.
parent
exactly.
to be a parent.
Yep.
And you see in that commercial, they show examples of, you know, parents making all kinds of mistakes.
I know.
And truth yep. be told, that's how we really are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as much as that wisdom occurred and your father made that statement and he soothed your soul, there will be times, and I probably am more like this, more harsh than helpful at times. And I mean well when I might raise my voice because, yeah, when I see my daughter wearing something a little too tight, a little too high, or low, you know, I let her know. And I had to learn because, you know,
mm-hmm.
raising five boys and sons is, you know, it was
mm-hmm.
much easier for me to bark things to them, and they
right.
took it as that's how men talk.
But God's grace
you
is
see,
sufficient.
And that's that thing. You
mm-hmm.
see, and that's what brings us to this point, which I learned
mm-hmm.
both mercy and grace. Mercy for when they deserve discipline, sometimes even punishment,
mm-hmm.
but I relent. Or times when they don't deserve favor, I learned how my Heavenly Father shows me grace
mm-hmm.
and grants me that thing when I don't even deserve.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and learning these divine lessons of fatherhood and parenthood, because as much as you were talking about fathers in particular, our Heavenly Father shows us not just how to father, but how to parent even.
Exactly.
Even as a single parent, you know, and I hear this phrase, and, you know, this goes along with parenthood, honoring parents today. It may take a village to raise a child, but it takes a kingdom to raise them properly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to adapt that in our Bridges programs when
mm-hmm.
we begin to reach out and as these ministries are coming together. And as
right.
we're talking about, because we know you may have a ministry or be a knowledgeable of one who's listening right now, that whose ministry are doing these very things.
Mm-hmm.
But don't just stand back and feel like, well, I want to be different. I want to be distinct. Let's all come together and do these greater things together.
Mm-hmm.
That's where our strength lies when we begin to unite. This is what God, our Father, is telling us. This is one of the great messages he spoke through his prophets and through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord, our God, is one.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not a matter of sitting back and looking as the kingdom, as kingdom people and being kingdom-minded, watching a young single-parent mother struggle to raise her child. Let's help her
mm-hmm.
raise him.
Exactly.
You see, this is where the men, and this is what I've known, this was my truth coming up, that I didn't see this whole statistic that the media portrays, and especially, yes, in my community, black men who are absent. Or even are away while on, what is it?
AWOL,
uh-huh.
absent without leaving.
Yes, present in body but absent in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Mind is, the body's here with you, but their mind is on the other side of town.
Mm-hmm.
I saw men who were very present raising their families. Mm-hmm. I went to a church that was full of large families of 5, 6, and 10 children whom they all came to church.
Mm-hmm.
I knew great deacons who brought their families to church every Sunday on time to Sunday school.
Yep.
And then came in the evening. I can tell you time and again, I have examples of men who took their families to church and lived that life throughout the week. Were they perfect or am I perfect? No, that's not what we're saying. But we're perfect for the situation, and being there says a lot. One of the examples I learned in my spirit as God. God is, as the 46th chapter of Psalms speaks, a very present help in time of trouble. And this is one of the things I learned, not to cut ties and run when the going gets tough, but get tough by staying. Get tough by being. And I'm encouraging you, man, if you've been separated from your children, find a way back.
Mm-hmm.
Find a bridge back. They just want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Most of the time, they just want to know that part of them that's missing.
That's right.
So you have a disagreement with their mother.
Mm-hmm.
Find a way back into your children's life. I encourage you to do
that's
so.
Right.
You see? And for you men, they call us stepdads. You see, I learned different. We treat them all the same, like they're yours.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but for the sake of distinguishing that title, raising someone else's child, I encourage you, man, keep doing what you're doing. Encourage you, sisters, support a man who does such a thing. In today's environment and climate of so much hatred, support a man who will dare to stand and raise a child that he did not bring into this world, but will dare to stand and be brave enough and strong enough to father
mm-hmm.
as his own.
Mm-hmm.
That's a powerful thing.
It is.
You see.
You know, and I need to say this too, because around this time every year you have those women who are doing that. They're raising their children on their own. And on Father's Day, you know, they will announce, you know, it's my day too, because I had to be mama and daddy. Well, I submit to you that God is the father to the fatherless. So that for us to take that self-proclaimed role
mm-hmm.
as a single mother, that we are also the father in that household, we are then putting ourselves in the place of God.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you lose the grace that you need for that situation.
Yes.
It doesn't take anything away from you to say that you are that mother and you're the only one, that only parent, visible parent in that household. But it gives you the grace you need when you are humble enough to say, God, I can't do this on my own. I need you to be a father to my children. Whatever the case may be, their natural father may be deceased. Their natural father may be in prison. Their natural father may be on the other side of town.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the situation is, if that father is not physically present, humility ushers in the grace that you need to be the parent that you need to be for your children. God doesn't want you to carry the burden trying to be the father too. You can't do it. You can be an awesome mother.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be an awesome mother when you say, God, I'm weak in this area. I can't be a daddy. And they need a daddy. They need a father. I can't be that.
Yes.
because he's near. He will give grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. So when you put yourself in God's position as being the father, you are then relinquishing the grace that you need to raise those children properly.
And you see, that goes along with this truth, is that, one, that however it is, ladies that are in that situation, single parent raising children, especially boys, to be men,
mm-hmm.
note, point your child to the Heavenly Father.
Mm-hmm.
That if you're not around for some reason,
right.
they will always be able to go to Him.
Mm-hmm.
Point your daughters to your Heavenly Father. This is the true word for
mm-hmm.
the day. Point to your Heavenly Father. Look to the author and the finisher of your faith.
Mm-hmm.
Look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of faith. Go to the Word of God, which teaches you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about don't resent, but resemble.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the problems we have in our society today is that people resent the way God spoke in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
They resent them being the gender that they are. Yes,
mm-hmm.
went there.
Mm-hmm.
They resent it, and they try to be something else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the world is applauding folk and calling them brave for what they're doing. But
mm-hmm.
they're resenting what God called them to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're resenting who they are. They're resenting his way. Just as Cain resented the way that God wanted his sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He ought to know he created you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't resent it. Resemble
mm-hmm.
him. Resemble, this is the lot I've been given, and I'm going to make the best of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a cattle farmer, so I'm not a sheep herder, but I will do it God's way because he says
mm-hmm.
the shedding of blood covers the remission of sins.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't quite understand it all.
Mm-hmm.
This is the mindset we need to have as good children.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it all right now, but I'm going to do it because my father says do it this
mm-hmm.
way. I'm going to relent because they said do it this way. We do it in every other context.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to follow this law because they say,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Exactly.
I'm going to do it this way because I've been taught this way.
Mm-hmm.
Mama said so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are even arguing and strive against you, and when you're trying to tell them something, they say, you're not my father, but did you do as your father said when he said do it?
Exactly.
Huh?
No.
You see, and God is saying, this is the way to go,
mm-hmm.
you see. And when God said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased,
mm-hmm.
he went on to say, hear ye him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, well, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments,
mm-hmm.
and my father and I will make our abode with you.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Happy Father's Day. We bless God
mm-hmm.
when we do as he says.
That's
we
right.
bless God when we embrace his ways as our own. And I'm here to tell you, that's when you thereby become these parents. And yes,
right.
fathers that these children need
mm-hmm.
so that we'll pass it on to generation and generation.
Right. And we're at the end of another broadcast, but we do not want to leave without offering you the opportunity who do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You know, it's so simple. It is so simple that God gave his only begotten son for whosoever. This is how much he loved you. This is how much he loved you, the one who doesn't know him as your heavenly father. He loved you so much, he gave his only begotten son
mm-hmm.
that all you had to do is believe.
That's right. Yes. All you had to do is believe.
And in believing that he died for you and exchanged his righteousness for your unrighteousness, you confess that he died for you, you are born again. All you have to do is repeat this prayer after me. Father God, in Jesus' name,
yes,
I invite your son, Jesus, to come into my heart. I believe that you died for me. I believe you gave your only begotten son, that if I believe in him and that he rose again, I would be born again.
Yes.
I receive you as my Lord and Savior, and I thank you for new life in you.
And if you prayed that prayer, you are now saved. Contact us at www.kingdomcomenet.com. Let us know that you made that confession and we have a gift for you, because we want you to know that you are welcome in the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in his body. And to all fathers once again,
yes,
happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
And blessings to you all,
yes,
men who are standing strong and firm for your families.
That's right. And another shout out to my son, Matthew. Happy Father's Day, Matthew. Love you all.
All the world moves in love. It seems so amazing. But falling stars don't shine. They have no place in the sky. We forget about